Good evening, everybody, on this beautiful Monday. How's everybody doing? Brand new week. I know it just started, but I hope everybody's being safe out there and staying away from this virus and not contracting to it or being exposed to it. And I'm back with another episode. And if you're tuning into that episode, make sure you tune in and check it out. So let's get in straight to these topics. I have some things I want to cover. So let's get to it. A Nebraska bar owner who was indicted in the fatal shooting of a black protester has died by suicide. A Nebraska bar owner who was indicted by a grand jury last week in the fatal shooting of a black protester has died by suicide. His attorney Stu Dornan announced their news conference Sunday. Gardner, who's 38, was found dead inside a medical clinic outside of Portland, Oregon, Sunday afternoon. He was indicted by Douglas County, Nebraska grand jury Wednesday on charges of manslaughter, the use of a firearm, and a commission of a felony attempted first degree assault and terroristic threats. The charges stem from the May 30th shooting death of 22-year-old James Scurlock outside of Gardner's Ohama's bar during protests. Now, this is very unfortunate. The man took his own life because he was related. Because he was part of a shooting that took place May 30th that he was involved in. He was brought up on charges, and I guess he took his own life because he didn't want to go through that and knew possibly he was going to face jail time. So I guess the only best way possible he thought he could get escape from it was to take his own life. Now my condolences go out to his family as they are going through a tragic loss with this. And, you know, suicide is never really a good way to die, but suicide is like one of the highest rates, if not the highest rates, of the way people die. Like, the number one way of dying is suicide. So, I mean, it's unfortunate that he was part of a shooting that would have made him face time in jail for manslaughter, because you will face, I think, at least like 10 years or something for like manslaughter. So he thought the only way to escape was to take his own life. Very unfortunate, but lose another person, as people die every day, saying tomorrow is never promised. So that's on that topic. On to the next topic. This I find very interesting. Robert Graetz, white pastor who helped organize Montgomery bus boycott, dies in 92. Robert Graetz, a white minister famously known for his support of the Montgomery bus boycott, died on Sunday. Graetz served as a pastor to majority Black Trinity Lutheran Evangelical Church in Montgomery, Alabama. During the bus boycotts, he also organized carpools to drive his black neighbors to work or shopping, a move that wasn't well received by his white neighbors. He was 92, and the bus boycott was followed by Rosa Parks' refusal to move on the back of a city bus in 1955. And the bus boycott was organized by Martin Luther King and lasted 831 days. And it led to the Supreme Court ruling that's desegregated public transportation in Montgomery. So, as you know, the bus boycott in Montgomery was a big part of a history moment. And for him, being a white pastor, helped organize it, it's a very big deal. You know, I usually, you know, talk down. I don't say talk down, but usually when white people are usually involved, it's usually never a good thing in the news. But for him, he definitely has my utmost respect, because he helped to the boycott that played a big part in history, and it helped desegregate, you know, the buses and how they went on strike, not buying goods and not taking the bus or whatever. And business was going bad because of that, because he were supplying with it. So my condolences go out to his family, and he plays a big part in history that will never be forgotten and will always be talked about as history keeps going. So I appreciate everything he's done and doing that and helping support us black people. That I can appreciate since he wasn't even black himself, he was white. And usually don't see a lot of white people support black people. So when you do, you gotta take the time to appreciate them. And I appreciate this man as he dies peacefully and is now in a better place. On to my next topic. Wildfire, weary California is tired of this being normal. Consider uprooting their lives. It's not just nearly 7,900 wildfires that consume more than 3.4 million acres and have claimed 26 lives in California. It's not necessarily this year wildfire so much as a dam breaking our realization that this is just a new normal, but just a prelude to what's coming. Lately, however, the weeks of unhealthy air quality readings and thick shoes of smoke that some days make it seem impossible to see the lagoon tree blocks from Lake Mary home are becoming unbearable. Now, as we know, these wildfires in California are going crazy, and it's been, the air hasn't really been healthy, you know, unhealthy air quality. And California, you know, around this time is basically where the wildfires and earthquakes and stuff like this. So it is kind of normal, but for the people who live out there, I feel bad for them because they had to go through this on a regular basis, year in and year out, and they're losing lives, losing homes, people going homeless, and people are affected physically and mentally from this. And it sucks to see them go through this and have to lose everything because of wildfires and just taking them out and taking their homes away and taking family members away. Nobody should have to go through that. And it sucks, honestly, to live where a place where you have to deal with earthquakes and tornadoes and hurricanes and stuff like that. It's very dangerous out there. So if you're living out there, be safe, be prepared, stay sheltered, or stay with a family member that has no home and not in danger, because these wildfires is not a game and it's taking lives. It's not a joke. And I feel bad for these people. So my prayers go up to the people who live out west where this is going on, and you know, they're not having healthy air and stuff like that. So stay safe out there and just stay away from it and stay prepared the best you can to get away from it and survive and stay strong. To my people out there in the West Coast. Now on to some sports news from this weekend. Stuff I want to talk about. As the Lakers beat the Nuggets in game 2, 105-103. And Anthony Davis had 31 points. LeBron James had 26. Danny Green and Caldwell Pope had 11 each. Nikola Jokic had 30 points. Jamal Murray with 25. And Michael Porter with 15 points. Now, as you know, everybody knows I am a Lakers fan, diehard Lakers fan. This was a great game, but it shouldn't even came down to the last shot because we were up at 16 at one point and also had an 8-point lead in the fourth quarter. So we got to do better closing the game out and not take a foot off the gas and keep the lead going higher when we get these big leads, because the Nuggets are good for comebacks. And they are a second-half team that make runs, so I give credit to Denver for sticking in there and making it a game, interesting game. And Anthony Davis hit the game-winning shot, which was a good play drawn up. And the shot looked good as soon as he released it. So we take a 2-0 lead. Game 3 is Tuesday. You know, got to tighten up some things and hopefully come out with the win on Tuesday, as Denver is going to come out, you know, pretty upset. I feel like should have won the game, come out pretty angry and be determined to win Game 3. Or this game could have just took everything they got. So just got to keep the pedal to the metal and, you know, take care of business so we can advance to the finals. And now for some NFL news of week 2, as we're getting ready to wrap up week 2. The Cowboys beat the Falcons 40-39 on a comeback miracle. I want to speak more about that, but I'm going to get to the other games. Don't mind my dogs. My dog tapping. But anyway, Bears beat the Giants 17-13. Packers beat the Lions 42-21. Titans beat the Jaguars 33-30. Colts beat the Vikings 28-11. The Bills beat the Dolphins 31-28. Niners beat the Jets 31-13. Rams beat the Eagles 37-19. Steelers beat the Broncos 21-26. The Buccaneers beat Panthers 31-17. The Cardinals beat the Washington football team 30-15. Chargers won in overtime 23-20. Ravens beat the Texans 33-16. And the Seattle beat the Patriots 35-30. Now, on to the Dallas game. As you know, I'm a Dallas Cowboys fan. And it wasn't really looking so good in the beginning, as we had 3 turnovers. And we was down 20-0 first quarter. And you would think game is over. Falcons going to take this win easily. But as the game progressed, the Cowboys kept fighting. Dak Prescott delivered when it mattered, as he threw for 450, threw a touchdown, and ran for 3. And Cowboys come back, trailed down by 2. They get an onside kick, go down the field, and win the game with a field goal. Now, this game, definitely on the Falcons, they definitely have to close the game out. And all you have to do is get an onside kick, but instead they sat there, not get the ball, let it go in 10 yards, Cowboys recover, they go down, win the game. Now, if you're a Atlanta fan, I know you're sick to your stomach, as this happened. I know I would be, but they haven't been the same ever since they lost 20-3 in the Super Bowl against the Patriots. Like, that's unacceptable. They should have won that game. But I give credit to the Cowboys as they kept the pressure on and delivered when it mattered. And on to the Seattle game. That was a heck of a game, too. It got down. Patriots got close. I feel like the Patriots should have did something different besides let Cam run on the yard line. I seen it coming. And Seattle seemed to come and they sifted out and stopped it. They should have tricked them and kind of fooled them, did a pass play or something. But this was also a great game. And it came down to the wire, came down to the last play. And tonight's game, we have the Raiders, Las Vegas Raiders, and the Saints in Las Vegas. It's going to be a good game, but I think the Saints are going to win, even though they don't have Michael Thomas. They still have other weapons. And they still have Drew Brees and still the better team, so I expect the Saints to walk away with the win as we wrap up week 2 of this week. And week 3 starts Thursday with the Dolphins and Jaguars. And before I close this out, I want to remind you that the election is coming up in a month and a half, so make sure you go out and vote. Going to the polls, and if you're not, make sure you're mailing your ballots. People are voting early. Some people have voted early. So make sure you vote as soon as possible. And let's get Trump out of office. And let's not have him have a second term, because I don't want to see him in office again. I don't. So let's get Trump out of here, and let's get a new president in office. Every vote matters. Every vote counts. So get out there and vote. No excuses. And this concludes today's episode. Appreciate you tuning in. This will be out on all platforms. Tell a friend to tune in and support and show love. This is your host, Tyler Brown, and I'm out.